Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dear Winter, I hope you like your name. I hope they don't make fun of you when you grow up and go to school, okay? 'Cause Winter is a badass name. Dear Winter, I hope you like this song. And even when you're 13 and you scream at me for parenting you wrong, I hope it's still a bad song.
Yes. Where did you?
Is that why you named her Winter, David, after the song?
No, it's not. I named my daughter Winter, and it's her third birthday tomorrow, which is why I'm playing this. But no, we named our daughter Winter. We planned that months ahead of when she was born, and then she was, of course, born in a blizzard in April of 2018, which, Paul, you just mentioned earlier today. Yep. There was 27 inches of snow
inches.
April when she was born. Again, had the name picked out 6 months before that, and then shortly after that, our own Jimmy Erickson, who produces for The Morning Show, sent me this song by a band called AJR, and it's very nice. I did a little self-editing. There's some words that Winter only knows from hearing Jordana that I don't want to reinforce with
glad I can help
songs. So I I did a little personal edit on that song, but I'm teaching
her life skills.
Yeah,
her life skills.
Yeah, something like that. So,
does Winter like that tune?
Oh my gosh, yes, yes. Winter loves that tune.
Who doesn't?
And American Pie. I sing that song to her sometimes when she's sad for whatever reason. Those are kind of her two favorites. But
she is so very delicious. Cool. Oh my gosh.
So, it's Good Friday today. Did you guys know that?
Yes.
And I asked you guys if I could give a little Good Friday message. So thank you for giving me a little bit of a stage here. But I wanted to tell you about a book that I read, Baby Winter, who's now three. She's not a baby anymore. But a book I read her that makes me tear up every time I read it to her. And that's something you find out as a dad, that all of a sudden things hit you a little bit differently, which I'm sure you guys knew, right?
Look at the world differently. Yes,
absolutely. So this is one that did that for me. The song, the book is called Make Way for Ducklings, which I'm sure many of you have read or know. It's this story about these ducks who are trying to find a new home, and they end up in Boston, and they make a new home at this park in Boston with the swan boats. It's a real place. You can go there. Don't actually feed anything peanuts like they do in the book, because that's bad for the animals, but you can go there and ride the swan boats and everything. But I'm reading from this book where this mother duckling is trying to lead her family through the busy streets of Boston to get to the park where she's going to meet Daddy Duckling and live. And they come to this busy street in Boston, and they're stuck with no way forward. But luckily, they had made friends with a policeman whose name is Michael earlier in the story. Okay, so let me read just a little bit from Make Way for Ducklings. It says, they made such a noise, again, they're stuck at this noisy road, they made such a noise that Michael, the policeman, came running and waving his arms and blowing his whistle. He planted himself in the center of the road, raised one hand and stopped traffic, and then beckoned with the other hand, like policemen do, for Mrs. Mallard and her ducklings to cross over. And reading that line to my daughter gets me every time, especially during this Easter season, because that policeman used his power and his resource to make way for somebody who had no way, to make way for these ducklings that otherwise had no way to get where they're trying to go. They were lost. They were stuck. And he used his resource to do that, and then went on to call in his buddies, and they made a train and a parade, and they got them all the way back, and they all made their home in the punt. But that reminds me of what we remember today on Good Friday. Because today on Good Friday, we remember that as humans, we are all fallible and stuck with no way forward in this crazy world. But like that policeman, Michael, in the story, Jesus heard our squawking, our plight, our not enough that we have here in this world. And he came here to Earth 2,000 years ago, and he used his power and his resource as the God of the universe to make a way for us where there was no way. And to me, that's the story of Easter. And we see a lot of people in this world that have power and have resource, and they use it to gain wealth and more for themselves. But the way Jesus showed us to live, and if you say you're a Christian, that means you want to be more Christ-like. And the more Christ-like thing to do is to use your power and your research to, like the policeman Michael, made a way for these ducklings where there was no way. The Christ-like thing to do is to make a way for somebody when there is no way. So this Good Friday, think about what you do with your resource and with your power. And if you want to follow the example of Christ, who you know, we remember died on a cross 2,000 years ago, make a way in this world for somebody who has no way. And to me, that's the message of Easter, and that's incredibly good news for me and for you and for everybody listening today.
That was beautiful, wow. DJ.
Thank you.
I'm tearing up too.
Well said, my friend. Well said. And
so can we talk a little bit more about Easter?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I have lots of questions. I mean, I understand what Easter is, of course. How do you guys celebrate Easter? And how? And David, we'll start with you. Like, how are you guys celebrating? Are you going to church?
We will go to church Sunday. Usually, we'd go on Friday for Good Friday, and then again on Sunday morning. And the Friday service is usually not like a sermon and a song. It's not the normal deal. It's an experiential. It's a remembering. It's a dark service, mm-hmm. because you're remembering the death of Christ. And at our church and a lot of others, the service ends in an awkward way with a candle being carried out of the room. And everyone's left in darkness, and you're encouraged to engage in this hopeless feeling as you remember the death of Christ. And then the idea being that that candle, that little spark of hope, of light, then ignites the fire of Christ's resurrection, which comes on a Sunday morning. So that little spark of fire turns into a stinking huge party in the service that, you know, we pull out all the stops, and it's the, you know, the drums and the six guitars and the bright lights and open the windows. And that's the mood of the Sunday service. So that's how we celebrate. And then of course it's go to grandma's house or aunt and uncle's house and have dinner and be together as a family. But that's how we celebrate. Well, how about you, Paul?
I think this year I'm going to watch online. Westwood has an amazing audio visual capability. So I'm going to be watching online, and then my kids are going to be coming over for Easter dinner Sunday, and my grandson. So, you know, Easter it's a day of celebration, right? I mean, rebirth, ultimate hope that, you know, dark clouds, not even death can slow you down, and that there is something more. So it's quite a ricochet going from Good Friday to Easter Sunday. But again, magical things beyond our comprehension can take place in 3 days or less. And when you think it's dark, it may just be a prelude to something beyond imagination. So ultimately, Jor, it's a celebration. Mm-hmm. And it really is the crux of the Christian faith. I mean, had Christ not been resurrected, it would be a different story. But there's plenty of evidence that he was, in fact, resurrected. And, you know, we choose hope over despair, and we acknowledge great things to come for all of us.
Beautiful. Thank you both for sharing. And David, that was really beautiful. And yeah, I read Make Way for Duckling many times for my children.
Yeah.
And I mean, when they were younger, they're teenagers now. And I never thought of it that way. But I remember that story.
Yeah.
And now it has much deeper meaning. So I appreciate that perspective. Yeah. Thank you, David.
Yeah. I'm convicted regularly about what I'm doing to make a way for, my daughter,
that's
who's
fair.
Sitting right next to me, as I read this, is she has no way to do anything in the world. So what am I doing to make a way for her? So
you are that police officer in the middle of the road with your two little girls.
Oh, that's,
you know,
oh my God, isn't
trying
that
to protect them and keep them on the path. And so, yeah, I read that book countless times, but you really made it come alive. And thank you, DJ, for going out on a limb and speaking your truth.
Yeah, well, thanks for giving me an opportunity.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.